Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So Liverpool completed the signing of Luis Diaz in the January transfer window, but in late deadline day drama, a deal for Fulham's Fabio Carvalho fell through. What actually happened? What were the ins and outs? What was the timeline on it? What is the truth behind the whole Fabio Carvalho deal? And are Liverpool still in for the young Fulham forward? I spoke to Goal's Neil Jones on this week's Journo Inside Show, and this is what he had to say.
We're going to talk Fabio Carvalho. We had a question, and I think it's good for us to kind of let's have a broad chat around the timeline of this Carvalho stuff and some of the motivations and reasons and what actually almost happened on deadline day. But Hakuna Matata in our Club Legend Discord chat,
the king?
Yeah, absolutely. Said, why did Liverpool leave it so late in the window trying to sign Carvalho, and what are the implications of signing him in the summer? That's the thing that I can't square off here, is for a deal that wasn't even going to see a player actively brought into the football club until the summer, what was the point of trying to get this done before deadline day?
Well, there was a reason to get it done before deadline day. That's a separate point, but the first question is why do you? And I ask it every year when you see, you know, 9 o'clock on deadline day, and you say someone's rung up about Jesse Lingard. Like, where have you been? Where have you been?
Yeah,
you know, Liverpool, I've done that on deadline day. I wouldn't say quite as, you know, simplistically as that, but you're right. Like, why would you not have that pipelined, you know, before then? And the obvious reason would be that Fulham just weren't willing to entertain the idea until late in the window, and they've realised, you know what, we could get £8 million for someone who's probably going to leave for 300,000 in the summer, and we're already pretty much going up regardless. Fulham are guaranteed to go, I think, unless something crazy happens there, unless Nico Williams goes in with, you know, flamethrower and absolutely destroys things, which I'm pretty sure he won't. But so that opportunity comes up. The implications of Liverpool, why would they want to sign him before the deadline? It's because it avoids just that months of the risk of the phone ringing and someone saying, do you know what, Leipzig have said we're giving the number 10 shit and he's going to start every game and, you know, he's this and that, and they've offered a pathway and we're going to go Leipzig. You know, that kind of risk that Liverpool are taking bodes well that he was obviously going to join Liverpool. He was prepared to join, so he was ready to, because he could easily have said, I'm all right, thanks. I'm not, if I'm going to stay here anyway till the end of the season, I'll stay here and I'll keep my options open.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't. He was willing to come to Liverpool. So hopefully that bodes well for whatever happens now. And I'm not going to say I'm sure, but I'm sure there will be heavy negotiations at Liverpool saying, look, can we come to some sort of arrangement where, rather than you going through this tribunal process, which with Harvey Elliott, I think it took about 18 months to decide. And to be fair, Fulham got shafted in that regard. What was it, 1.7 rising to 4.3? I think in a few years' time we'll be talking about the bargain of the century with Harvey Elliott.
Yeah.
Fulham don't really want that situation because they might not trust the tribunal process. Liverpool don't want it because it's a long, drawn-out saga which involves a bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can agree something where Fulham are guaranteed this with this whatever structure, the player's happy to come, hopefully Liverpool will get it done. But the reason he wanted it done there and then is so that he can put their feet up for the next 4 months without worrying about who's pitching his parents and the player and who's trying to turn his head and who's suddenly, you know, entered the race. And there's a lot of clubs. I mean, I spoke to our Chelsea correspondent today, and I think Chelsea are one of the clubs who would absolutely take Fabio Carvalho and probably park him somewhere for a couple of seasons, happily. So that was why Liverpool wanted to get the deal done.
I suppose there's also that thing of now, and this is maybe the and one of the potential negative knock-ons, if they don't get something boxed, is that Liverpool have now done the due diligence on a player for every football club on the planet.
Yeah, you're right.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And that's a gold standard, isn't it? It used to be Arsene Wenger. So if Arsene Wenger was trying to sign a player from the French league or a young, you know, a young French-speaking player, the world went, well, and that was Arsenal's downfall in the end, really, recruitment-wise, that other clubs started recruiting the Nicolas Anelkas and the Petits and whoever else. And Arsenal lost that competitive advantage. Liverpool have got, you know, a very, very good reputation in world football for the quality of their scouting, the data that they use, the modelling that they use to decide where the player's potential is going to take him. And obviously then, on top of that, they have the environment when you get to the club that you can add that X percent on through training and atmosphere around the club and, you know, harnessing the fans and whatever else. So you're right. If there was a club that was thinking, you like him, but what do you think? And then you say, well, Liverpool like him. It is a tick in the box, I think, for anyone who's scouting a player. If you say, well, Liverpool are going to pay $8 million for him, you know, we will.
Just to your understanding then, because obviously Deadline Day was a wild one. Typically, in typical fashion, I was doing a live. As the window closed, got to 9 minutes past 11, and you tweeted the picture of the Premier League deal sheet thing as well. I was like, okay, well, that all makes sense, and that, you know, that's been talked about a lot. And I literally pressed stop, and 10 seconds later, I think it was Lynch's tweet come through, and it starts to filter out this whole, the deal has collapsed, etc. Just from, to your understanding, just from a mechanical process, what was it ultimately that scuppered the...
Well, from what I'm told is it was the fact that it was two deals that were having to go through simultaneously. Three, really, if you count Nico Williams into the mix, which I know a lot of people were quite sceptical. Oh, that one went through, did it? But Liverpool were having to negotiate and fill the paperwork out for a transfer, i.e. Fabio Carvalho is becoming a Liverpool player, and a loan, i.e. Liverpool are now loaning Fabio Carvalho to Fulham. So it's two deals going through. Unfortunately, the deal sheet, I wasn't aware of that at the time, and I didn't know, because I didn't know it was only between Premier League clubs. I thought if a Premier League club was involved, then you can obviously do that, but it's only between Premier League clubs you can do the deal sheet thing. as Everton did with Dele Alli. I think there was others as well. I think there was a few others that were confirmed after the window had shut. You can't do it with an EFL club. You don't get that extra 2 hours. And I'm told if they did get the extra two hours, it would have got done. It always feels a little bit silly, to be honest. It always feels just a little bit like, come on, like, you know.
My thing in this is always this, because it comes with, of course, when you set an arbitrary time limit on something or anything, like a limit in any way, shape or form, and it's like McDonald's stops having breakfast at 10:30, and if you get there at 31 minutes past and they go, come on, it's 1 minute, well, what point is it not that long? Because it's all in the phrasing, then, oh, come on, it's only half an hour.
When you can see the McMuffin there, though, and you think, well, just give us that one, you know, I'll have that one.
And when you start to open up this door too.
Yeah, you're right. It's like offside, isn't it? It's like when people say, oh, come on, he's an inch offside. It's like, well, no. And people say, well, you know, you need to have the margin of error. It's like, well, at some point, there'll be an inch in the margin of error, whatever. So I get it. But it's one of them that just... It just annoys people, and I can see exactly why it annoys Liverpool fans in this instance, because it's a very good player that they're still not sure of signing. But also, it is a little bit like, well, what were you? You know, come on, it was the 31st of January, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't a case either, like Luis Diaz, where Fabio Cavallo was on his way to Bayern Munich, and Liverpool have suddenly come in quite late and tried to gazump. Great word for the window.
Yeah.
But yeah. I still think there's a degree of confidence that he ends up at Liverpool. I hope he does, because, like you said, we talk about due diligence. I think all of us as pundits, media, fans, just general observers, we've all done our due diligence on Luis Diaz and Fabio Carvalho in the last few days.
Yeah, 100%. Just to follow up, because I think you've answered the question almost twice now, but Josh Hall saying that, is there likely to be a pre-contract agreement for the summer? If there was ever likely to be one with a player, it's likely to be.
Yeah, I think Nico, I go back to Nico really, but I think that does bode well. I feel like that would be
a gesture of good faith.
Yeah, and I think it would be held against Liverpool quite strongly if Fabio Carvalho ends up with a Manchester City shirt and you're saying, we'll just give them our second choice right back to help them get promoted. But no loan fee involved with Nico as well, unlike Nat. No promotion. Actually, there might be a promotion bonus. But no loan fee involved. So does that tell you a little bit as well that Liverpool are saying, well, come on, there's our sort of, you know, our show of faith, our show of goodwill. Now your turn.
Thank you so much for checking out that. That was just a small segment from this week's hour-long Journo Inside Show, wrapping up the entire transfer window. We even talked about Bukayo Saka, strong links with Liverpool. Do they like the Arsenal forward? Are they going to look to capitalise on his contract situation in the next 18 months? We talked Nat Phillips, we talked Nico Williams, but more on the Luis Diaz deal and loads more in between as well. That show is streaming right now on Red Men Plus. Head over there, join up, watch it or listen to it in podcast form, and we hope to see you over there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.